The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Money FM 89.3, best of drive time.
Elliot Danker, it's time now to turn our attention to headlines from out of China. Taiwan will be buying as many as 400 U.S. land-launched Harpoon missiles in the face of rising threat from China. So how is China going to retaliate? We also have the German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock wrapping up her three-day visit to China over the weekend. Will Germany support China's reunification cause? What to expect from that? On the line with me is Dr. O.A. Sun, Senior Fellow, Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Good afternoon, Dr. O.
Good afternoon, indeed.
All right, let's start off with this one. Bloomberg reporting that Taiwan is set to buy as many as 400 U.S. land-launched Harpoon missiles in the face of rising threat from China. What's the signal here, and how has China reacted so far? What are we going to expect from China?
Well, typically, China would launch a combination of some sort of military maneuvers. The intensity, of course, would vary, as well as, for example, some form of diplomatic move, some sort of economic inconvenience for Taiwan and so on. So it's a combination of typically military maneuver, some form of economic sanctions or blockade, and then also diplomatic maneuvers. Typically, these are the three main elements, but of course, their relative weight would vary from time to time. So I think we are going to likely to see that in the coming days, yeah.
Does this have any political bearing for Taiwan, who is expected to go to the polls January next year to choose their next president? How important is this election for China?
Well, China, of course, would like to see a Taiwanese leader or president who is more amenable to China's reunification narrative. And the current ruling party, the Democratic Progressive Party, as well as its candidate, perhaps are not amenable to that. So it would appear that China would like to see a candidate from either the Kuomintang Party, which has long been advocating reunification as well, or at most, for example, a third-party candidate. I think China would try its best to prevent DPP from having another candidate winning the presidency here.
Dr. O, let's move on to talk about the German Foreign Minister's visit to China. It's a three-day visit over the weekend. What were some of the highlights of her visit?
Well, there are, for example, two highlights as far as I could see. Well, three, but perhaps... Well, she took the bullet train from Tianjin to Beijing. I think that is, I mean, from a Chinese side, that is trying to cement that sort of technological cooperation between Germany and China. And then she visited one of the, I think it's a Tibetan Buddhist temple in Beijing. Again, I think the China side is trying to showcase religious freedom in China. And then, of course, I think there was a press conference whereby the Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Gang and Baerbock, they, in a sense, debated with each other over Taiwan, over human rights, as well as other issues. Yeah.
So what are we expecting here realistically? I mean, in your perspective, do you think Germany is going to give China's any form of support as far as the reunification cause is concerned? Because in the past, China did once support Germany's reunification. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, I think Germany, just like most of the European countries, would not like to see war across the Taiwan Straits because, well, it has trading relationship with both China as well as Taiwan. But, of course, China, with its very large and lucrative markets, as well as a huge production capability, would always have a large say in terms of trying to sway the foreign policy of European countries, which to a large extent depend on China's trade. Yeah.
Speaking of the larger European view, the G7 top diplomats arrived on Sunday in the Japanese resort town of Karuizawa. China looks like it's going to make some headlines at the G7 summit. What are we expecting?
Well, again, it's the Taiwan Strait. I think all these G7 countries, they are major trading countries of the world, and they have very deep and profound investments as well as trading relations with both China as well as Taiwan. And therefore, I think it's likely that they are going to reiterate in their final communique that they hope that peace and stability across the Taiwan Straits will be maintained, that they would frown upon the use of force and so on. I think nowadays it's almost becoming a standard for these countries to issue statements as such. Yeah,
yeah, it's going to be quite interesting to see how this would mold the relationships between the countries in the G7 as well as China. I think when you consider also last week we had a conversation about the French President Emmanuel Macron visiting China and, you know, whatever he had to say about that situation. Could be quite fragile moving forward, in your opinion?
Yeah, I think European countries, sometimes they value more the economic interactions with China rather than the ideological differences, whereas the Americans, at least when, you know, the Democrats are controlling the Congress and so on, they would put more emphasis on the ideological differences between the U.S. and China. So I think moving forward, you are likely to see some European countries, I wouldn't say they sort of kiss up to China, but they will still try to, shall we say, cement their economic relations with China. Yeah,
still that word economy keep coming to the forefront. I've been speaking with Dr. O.A. Sun, Senior Fellow, Singapore Institute of International Affairs. Dr. O, I do appreciate your time. Take care and have a great Tuesday evening.
Same to you. Thanks.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.